Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 219. I'm Josias, at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? I'm back one more week, and I have a shorter show this week, so I'm just going to hit my bullet points, rock and roll, and might take my time a little bit, but I'm still not going to hit my normal time. So hopefully the past few weeks, past month, hopefully I've helped you guys get through your, work or even driving to work schedules. Hopefully I can fit into that spot. All right, I'm going to hit the top to the bottom, my bullet points, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. Episode 119, which constitutes 2 years ago, we entitled hashtag Downer EP, so Downer episode. At Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain play catch up and hit NFL talk week 13 and week 14 predictions while bringing out brief shout outs with a Stone Temple Pilots vibe. So I know why it was Downer episode. It was a So I was stopped recording the comics and about 5 months ago. We recorded this one December 9th, 2015. So that's when Scott Weiland passed away. So hence why, 2 years ago. I mean, if I wouldn't have taken those 5 months off, it would have been within that time frame. Anyways, so here we go. We also hit what the fuck news. We hit Jesus Shitless is back. And it's a this is a topic I haven't hit yet solo. And it's an eye-opener. A topic, and that's one Adam and I would, I don't want to say have fun with, but wow, there's so much fucked up in the world that it kind of comes around, but nowadays it's changed where it's like, fuck, we can't touch this one. It's just, we can't touch it. So that's how ballsy we were. Sisters tried to strangle mom with computer cords. That was Jesus Shitless. So how bad the things you do constitutes you being on Jesus Shitless. Next one we hit was Idiot of the Week. We hit man rescued after jumping into polar bear exhibit in Copenhagen. Hashtag best zoo ever. We hit suspected burglar hides from cops in pond. Is killed by alligator. So, yeah, Darwin's rule. We hit comic talk, comic news. We hit Rambo at Fox. We hit Marvel's Agent Carter. We hit Batman v Superman trailer. We hit Doomsday Thoughts. We hit Netflix Iron Fist News Recommender. Hashtag Deadly Class. And hashtag Black Science TV Show Convo. We hit Colin Bunn, Harrow County Show News. We hit Star Wars The Force Awakens. Marvel 2016 Upcoming Events. We hit Comic Reviews, Nova number 2, Robin War number 1. Doctor Strange number 3, All New Inhumans number 1, which was one of our books of the week, along with Robin War. Actually, all these were all books of the week, yeah. Extraordinary X-Men number 3, Daredevil number 1. That's what we would hit 100 episodes ago. Again, always constitutes 2 years ago. I haven't done this one in a while, and I would just hit it real quick, dude. So we put up a Twitter poll for the Comic Syndicate 1 on Twitter, but I'm not going to hit it this week. Before anything, dude, I think I've been doing this for a good month. I think I started 114. So what, this is 5 in. Not a long time to be doing it back again. But just people I want to hit up, dude. At Spectre_Vision on Twitter, Jonathan Villanueva. He says, love supporting my favorite pods. At Totes My Lady, at Cod Pod, at Cod's Wallows Pop Pod, at Nerd Blitz Pop, at HA Horror Cast, at Comic BS, and at Comic Syndicate 1. So I miss Jonathan, dude. I think I mentioned him the other week or so ago. Just our listeners are fucking dope and it just rad. So I'm going to go into this. This is Twitter love shout out in an essence. On Facebook, one of my boys I used to wrestle with in high school, Lionel Jr. Carrillo, he hits me up. He's like, The Punisher, though, episode 215. Off of that one, he's like, that's why I like your Arbello. You know your shit. Only thing is I hate Fox for is ruining my childhood. Except Deadpool. So totally agreed. The Fox ownership and the rights to use characters. I totally agree. Next ones are going to be straight up to a lot of people that I haven't thanked. Like a lot of people don't know. Like I lost a little bit of confidence. I mean to do this solo fucking sucks. But it's like how ballsy am I? And like how ambitious am I? And little by little like people are like, dude, just fucking do it. And it's like, you don't understand how much work is fucking behind this. And in essence, it's a fucking beast on its own. So just huge shout out to Lynn. Dude, you're always awesome just hitting us up on Facebook. I totally appreciate it. Lupe, your comments, I do understand. She said, mentioned something when I first came back about me vaping. And it was during one of the bumpers. It's like, again, there are so many running parts that it's hard to do everything. So you know what? Yes, I did catch that too. David was, and David, you're awesome too. And Lupe, I'm not talking shit on you. It's like, dude, I appreciate it, but it's like, you gotta understand, you can't really be so picky with me yet on shit like that. David hit me up right away and he texted me. And David's one of those cats where we met him at a convention. He was dressed as fucking Matt Murdock, started shooting shit with him. Gave him our card. He listened, and he's local. We met him at WonderCon, I believe. And cool fucking cat. I still talk to. We do fucking movie date nights a lot. And I just fucking love homeboy. Like, our listeners, I fucking love you guys. You guys are fucking dope and rad and for the support. So that you hit me up, David, and we still shoot the shit. We still got to catch a movie again, I know. But that you guys are so fucking dope, dude. So David's mentioned, like, it sounded great. You're keep it up. And that he had a drive out to L.A. a few weeks ago. He's like, I'm just binging the last two or three. So much love to you, David, and I do appreciate it. Next one's going to be to Christine from work. Is very cool. She listened to a few podcasts, and I appreciate the moral support from these people. Like, I mean, there are a handful of you, but again, the whole, like, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I want to do it. Should I do it? All those went through my fucking head. Archie, my boy at the office, you guys have heard already by now, hopefully a few episodes back. He's dope. And so the moral support, man. Thank you, homie. Sonny, one of my friends, again, the moral fucking support. Like, it's something you love doing, so why don't you just fucking do it? And it's like, again, like, why don't you fucking do it? Let me put a mic in your face and you have a conversation with yourself for 5 minutes. Even 5 minutes. And I want to put you guys to the test too, though. Like, do you think you can do it? And be consistent. So obviously I can't. Jacob Medina, one of our boys, again, one of our listeners that we met a while back, started listening to us almost from the get-go of the show, and that his moral support, he came up out of the blue, and he's always fucking been there chiming in. So appreciate it, Jacob. Next one's going to be, I guess, on Twitter, Brian Apodaca. Thanks, dude, for always supporting and retweeting us on Twitter, dude. Like, again, a listener we met, he's Orange County local, but we have a weird connection because he's a comic book writer, and we've had him on the show before. We've interviewed him a few times. Cool cat, and just moral support from people like, dude, Brian knows Sadie somehow, and we've had Sadie on the show before. Cool fucking cat I used to wrestle with. In essence, was my coach in high school. So the weird connection that people know people through certain ways is fucking cool, but he's always been there. Just like Seek Donnelly, just like Omar Spahi from Awesome Comics, we catch these people at conventions, and again, you guys start becoming friends to me where it's like, I give a shit about you guys. So thanks for all the support. One of the last ones is going to be Eric Lopez, dude, for always reaching out. Like, he's one of the few listeners that has my phone number. So we don't talk on the phone. Like, we straight up text, and homeboy hits me up all the time with, like, just reaching out with a joke or a fucking meme. And sometimes, you know what, it's just us shooting the shit about life and venting, and it's a simple text, and just keeping it on the fucking reel is fucking dope. So thanks, man. And I did, you know, hit him up like, I don't know if I should do it solo. He's like, dude, you can fucking do it. So again, the moral fucking support, dude, I much appreciated all across the board to all you guys. That's all I got, dude, for Twitter love and shoutouts. I haven't hit shoutouts in the longest time, I don't want to say. Next one's going to be, I'm just going to hit my bullet points again. Talk about how, you know, a bunch of friends have been asking me an odd question lately. Yet, I don't even know if it's odd. If you guys are listening, if you guys are those few people, those five friends that have asked, since you're starting a new podcast and you work a lot and enough already, are you going to stop doing the Comic Syndicate? So, odd question for sure. And yet, at the same time, it's not odd. It's a valid fucking question. And I got to the point where it's like, I should just close the doors and walk away. And I told one of my friends, like, gave the full answer, full response to that was, I built this from the ground up. Adam and I built this from the ground up. From our listener base was based on Twitter, Instagram. I don't know who the fuck listens to us on Instagram, but the fact that we built an audience and that we kept it thriving and somehow surviving, it was dope. And all the cool people we've met. The goal behind the Comic Syndicate was, let's just make it into San Diego Comic Con as media, as press. Let's get them for free. And that was the goal. And I'm just very ambitious or stupid as fuck. But I'm like, nah, dude, I need to set another goal for myself. So thinking about it again, and the moral support, like I just mentioned, do I want to shut the doors down? And the stupidest analogy or metaphor I can put to my friend was, it's essentially my fucking baby. It's my fucking kid. I've nurtured it. I've taken care of it. And I don't want to leave it alone. You know, I don't. That's the way I'm looking at it, which is an odd way for me to look at it. But it's essentially something I created, and I don't want to let it die, if that makes sense to anyone. Hopefully that doesn't sound too sad. Like, fucking Josiah really has no life. Yes, I do work a lot. So the fact that people do know, like, holy shit, is that something else something feasible you can do, Josiah? Fit another podcast into your life. I can't fit a lot of things into my life, honestly. Like, the past week or maybe 2 weeks when I finally got burnt out, I think I finally realized, like, I hate Superman with a passion, so don't ever compare me to Superman. I finally felt human, and like, fuck, you work fucking a grip, Josiah. I did mention that last week too, but as far as closing the doors, am I going to shut it down? No, I'm still working two jobs. The Comic Syndicate is going to live for as long as I want it to, or until my body taps out on me. And I'm still going to do a new podcast coming up shortly, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. So, which brings me, I guess, to my next bullet point, which is going to be interesting, dude. Okay, so yesterday was 4th of July. Today is July 5th. And RG came over to my house early yesterday morning. And we just banged out a test run episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. It was fun. And I just need people to talk to, but the fact that it's a different dynamic, in a sense, it's just a test run for us. Like, I want to know, we need to get together. We need some practice runs. We need to figure out, like, the structure. Like, so we're going to do a few more of those. And the game plan was, like, do we want to release it? It's like, no, I can bank it, but, like, do we want to release it? And I'm like, you know what? I think I want to release it. So I'll drop a teaser at the end of the show, but yeah. So the structure of what you guys, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just drop it right now. I'm going to drop it probably Saturday or Sunday. Sunday early. So this is Thursday, July 5th. I'm recording right now the Comic Syndicate episode 219. That one's going to be under the Comic Syndicate as well. Still, it's going to be episode 219.1, and we have a title for it. And I'm going to give a brief description of what we spoke about that day. And that way you guys can get an idea of what Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes is going to be about once we hit it. And we're so fucking there. Like, we're getting to the point. Each time somebody brings a topic over, that's the person who's going to lead the show. So first practice run, I'm like, I'm used to it. Let me carry it. Let me introduce it. And then when you bring something, it's like, you know, I don't think I gave him was a heads up, like, this is going to be the topic. So at least be prepared, you know, bring some notes, do something. And RG brought it. Like, he was just had to be himself and bring himself. And that's cool, dude. I can work with anyone. So dope. It was fun to do. It was funny to me. He got me to laugh, and the topic is very not interesting. It's the stupidest fucking thing, but the fact that we hit so many like rabbit holes that makes sense for us. Now, if you guys want to listen, cool. It's going to drop Saturday. This is going to drop tonight, Thursday. My days are completely off again. But yeah, that's something we had fun with, and I loved fucking doing it. So if you guys do like that episode, do not hit up any Comic Syndicate sites at all. No Twitter, no Instagram. I guess Instagram you can, but try to hit the links and drops that we hit last week, which is Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes on Facebook page. Just type in Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. We're the only one. We hit Twitter. We hit Deep Dives R on Twitter, or just Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes on Instagram. So when we drop that one again, go to those spots, and I will drop, you know, all the handles when I drop that episode. It's a throwaway episode. That's the only warning I'm going to give you guys. Hence why it's not on Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. I mean, it could be a filler episode, but it's like, dude, this is not good enough. Like, we haven't worked together on air yet to put it out. And something I feel confident putting out. But yet, here I am going to put it out. So, RG, yeah, man. And then we can critique it and critique us and let us know, like, you know what? I see what you guys are going for, and this doesn't work. That doesn't work. Trust me. It was a lot of on-the-spot editing, and that's why I'm like, I don't want to put this out. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Why not? Like, I can honestly record an episode of the Comic Syndicate every fucking day for you guys to listen to. Granted, it would be like 20-minute podcast, but it would be something, and something I love doing, but I don't have the time. Is pretty much number one. It's that line from Rounders, dude. I can bang you up all night. I just don't have the fucking time. So that's what we got. That's the last of my bullet points. So Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes is the place to go to find those spots. I don't want to talk about it so much here. I want to keep it what I have to do here with comic talk and comic news.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist and Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, guys, I'm back with some comic talk. I have comic news. I'm going to hit them real quick, dude. A Quiet Place movie sequel won't be rushed. Krasinski is still involved, though. If any of you guys have seen it, I really enjoyed it. It's a shh, be quiet, shut the fuck up movie. It's a great movie, dude. It really is. It's not a scary movie. It's a suspenseful movie, and I really enjoyed it. Next one's going to be Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek film may include J.J. Abrams' cast. I'm a Quentin Tarantino fan anyways, so if he can use that cast, I mean, he's a great writer. I love his writing, and he's a great director, so I'm down with that. Next one's going to be Incredibles 2 just passed the first film at the global box office, so part one it passed, which a little over 2 weeks into its release, The Incredibles 2 has already surpassed its predecessor. So pretty dope. It's a really good fucking movie. Like, watch it, guys. It's the best Fantastic Four movie we've seen, so dope. Next one's going to be RG's boyfriend, Top Gun Maverick cast Miles Teller as Goose's son. How do you feel about that, RG? RG has this weird hard-on for this guy. He thinks he's the best actor. I think the best movie I've seen him in was Whiplash. It was fucking dope, dude. Next one's going to be It producers working on Child's Play remake. I love a Child's Play. Like, give me any scary movie, any horror movie, I'm down with. But, you know what? Fuck it. Sign me up. I don't mind seeing this one, only because I'm a fan. Live-action Gundam movie announced by Legendary Films. That should be one for RG. Next one's going to be, let's see here, we have Disney receives U.S. antitrust approval to buy Fox assets. The U.S. Justice Department has signed off on Disney's plans to buy the key assets of 21st Century Fox, clearing a major obstacle for the merger. So very cool. Next one's going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp on Track drops this weekend to make $80 million on its opening. I'm a Marvel fan anyways, and I assumed I was going to be working this weekend, so I need to find some time to do that one. DC News, we have Deadpool 2's Louis Tan, who is Shatterstar, was met with DC about a Nightwing movie. Now, this guy looked homeboy up. He's kind of a stud, dude. Do I see him as Dick Grayson? Not necessarily, dude. But he can kind of fill it. I don't know, dude. DC Universe will launch with Titans in the fall, says Dove Actor. So last week, DC dropped that their DC Comics Premium streaming service is going to have its debut, and I'm a Swamp Thing fan, huge Swamp Thing, give me Obscure, I love the fuck out of Twisted and Strange. So love the fuck out of that. I'm going to murder my fucking reviews. So I think I'm going to kill that there. I mean, I have, San Diego Comic Con coming up literally next week. I should be there. I do have a few interviews set up already for next Thursday. And I'm keeping in emails. And it's like, okay, got to respond, reply back, be cordial, be professional. And yeah, I'm lining stuff up. It's going to be a busy week, and I'm not looking forward to it. I should love the fuck out of it. I am looking forward to it, but at the same time, I know I'm going to get pulled. Like, if I'm enjoying something, it's going to be like, hey, we fucking need you. And like, the fishing fucking net. And fucking, they're going fishing for me, and they're going to reel me in. So that's when I'm like, that was me casting my. Anyways. All right, guys. This one I love the fuck out of. So I'm just going to hit fucking comic reviews right now. Venom number one. This is a Venom Legacy number 185, I believe. Anyways, it's Venom number one. Donny Cates is the writer. Ryan Stegman is the artist. I love the fuck out of Ryan Stegman's art. Type in your guys' favorite character on the computer. If you guys have a computer, even on your phone, Ryan Stegman art, and type in whatever character is your favorite character. Type in fucking Black Widow. Type in Scarlet Witch. Type in Spider-Man. Type in Venom. Like, this is fucking, he's a great fucking artist. J.P. Mayer is the inker, and I believe it was, oh, what's his name, dude? David Marquez, I believe, is the inker, artist, oh, fuck me, colorist. Venom number one goes into a man named Red, Rex Strickland, telling Eddie Brock about the symbiote, and it's not the first to have landed on Earth, or we know about this. So a bunch of us have, you know, he's telling Eddie Brock that a bunch of us were used on this platoon many years ago as a project of S.H.I.E.L.D. Eddie doesn't buy it, but the things Rex tells him, he finally comes around to, do you hear it talking to you? And do you even know its name? So really cool that Eddie finally gets some sort of background on the symbiote in general. That it's like, I bonded with this motherfucker for so long and it actually has a name. Have I been the asshole? Like, I never thought to ask you your name. Like, symbiote, organism, you feed off each other to live coherently together. And that was a nice little play. And he's only been around for, like, what, 60 years? 40? 40 years. Anyways, so now we finally see, like, you know, Eddie Brock is going to take the job to help out this guy named Rex. So now finally agreeing to help Rex, to free Rex's old army mates that have also been used in the S.H.I.E.L.D. program to become or use Venom symbiotes as armor type of deal. So as he does this, we see him and Rex's, actually, we see Eddie Brock go and find Rex's old crew, but they're all dead now. Although their symbiotes are now, like, protecting something. And now these versions of the symbiotes are just like a twisted version of the Venom symbiote that we're used to seeing. But it's really cool. It's an interesting take from Ryan Stegman. And if they said, hey, dude, come up with a new Venom, like what would it look like? Well, this is it. Pull up this comic, dude, Venom number one, Ryan Stegman art, and you can see an odd, twisted-er version of Venom, and I love the fuck out of villains anyways. So it's really cool. We even see now that his own symbiote is freaking balls as he's on this mission trying to save Rex's old army buddies in this facility. So they're all dead now. The symbiotes have killed their hosts, and they're protecting something. So it sucks now because now as these three Venom, twisted Venoms are after Eddie Brock in his regular Venom suit, his own suit bails on him, like scared, legit scared. And it's really cool because the past few writers that have been writing Venom have been doing an excellent job of giving the symbiote more of a personality. Like, it's not just, you know, a twisted suit. Like, they're legit giving them character. So as his symbiote costume bails on him, these three twisted Venoms kind of impale Eddie Brock, and that's pretty much how issue number one ends. Issue number two, Venom number two, again, Legacy number 167 now. Donny Cates, still team, writer Ryan Stegman is the artist, and J.P. Mayer is the inker. It starts off quickly now with an inner monologue from Rex, a bit worried about his friends, and, you know, like, those were my boys. I should have never sent Eddie Brock. And even questioned himself on using Eddie's help as we see panels of Brock's body on the ground with a huge hole in his chest. On these panels, we see the symbiote sad, but like embracing Eddie, kind of like filling in that hole, and he's got a fucking huge hole in his chest by this point. And I don't want to say dog, but it's kind of beautiful to see, like, I need to protect you, you're dying, like, and we see this huge hole in Eddie Brock's chest, and the Venom symbiote, like, reattaching nerves and everything. I'll go into that right now. So, on these panels, we see that, filling that hole, and it sounds strange. Then we get an inner monologue from the symbiote now, and the inner monologue is now, who is Eddie Brock? I dig into him, I find more questions. What happened to you, Eddie? So it's really good to see the aspect that, especially this, as the panels are just pretty sick, and sick in a good way, and beautiful, and even twisted in an odd sense, seeing the symbiote use itself to reattach Eddie's body. We get, like, Eddie's upbringing and his losses. We see his work ethic, I guess, and becoming Venom. And then we see him wanting to kill Spider-Man. And that's when the symbiote says, why him? What the hell did Spider-Man do to you? So then it's time, you know, we see him doing good, in Eddie Brock doing good in San Francisco. And he's like, why do you care so much for the innocent? And this is all the symbiote's inner monologue, which is dope to see. Again, giving this suit character. As this continues on, the panel's even more dope as we see the symbiote, like, use itself to not just connect the veins, but the arteries, the blood cells, reconnecting his heart, and the way the symbiote wraps around his heart, like, getting, pumping his fucking heart, trying to resuscitate him, is fucking dope, dude. And you can see he's legit worried about Eddie. To finally works. And then we hear, again, the symbiote inner monologue says, carnage, cancer, toxin, anti-venom, born and unborn, reborn, over and over and over again. Maybe that's the real story of Edward Allan Brock, the man of a thousand chances, the comeback king. I just thought that was fucking cool, so I thought I'd throw that in. So now as Eddie is finally resuscitated, he goes straight after Rex, where we see a new change in Venom as Eddie is losing control of the symbiote. So it's like a new makeup for the suit. Again, you guys got to pull it up. Like, it's just a spiral on his face. Everything's redded out. His Venom insignia is red. And it's really cool because now it's like we get... He finally gains control, Eddie Brock. He, like, holds his face in the fucking fire, like... He knows he's flipping out. He's losing control of the suit. And he's like, that's not me. That's not us. And then we get the somewhat origin story coming from Rex. He's like, I'm sorry. So this is the story. He's like, it was the Vietnam War. I was a young 19-year-old in the army where we had this unit that we were under attack. And then we see, like, how much Rex went through. Like, he's in the Vietnam War, 19 years old. Losing his friends, his unit, his squads, his family, dude, like, literally getting shot up. And then we finally see him getting hit with a napalm bomb. Then when he wakes up finally, Nick Fury is there. Old school Nick Fury, white Nick Fury. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's try it on this guy. So he was one of the first test products, I guess, subjects. And it's real cool. That's where Rex is coming from now. Now, this is where he gets rushed with memories now. Like, the symbiote they gave me was just a sample of the Beast. This horrible old thing. But even with that piece, I felt like I could break the gods over my knee. I saw everything in that moment. The universe and the tissue that binds everything. Moving like tendrils through the void. And yet once it was ancient, older than us, older than the stars. I saw glimpses of where it had been and the horrors it had unleashed upon countless of civilizations that it had driven insane and then devoured. And just when I thought my mind would collapse from the enormity of it all, it spoke, God is coming. And it ends there with this giant, venom dragon in essence is what it is. And this is an origin story for the symbiote, I guess. Everyone thought it was from space, like, and I guess it's just, again, origin story of where it's going. I'm going to hit the last one real quick, and I don't think I can do 40 minutes again, but knowing me, I can probably do 50. Venom number 3, same team, same writer, same artist, Ryan Stegman. Find him, guys. This is when it starts off with Eddie now in conflict. Okay, so issue number 2 ends now with a giant Venom, like, dragon destroying the city, and we see Spider-Man arrives to combat this dragon. Now, just a precursor, it's not Peter Parker Spider-Man, it's Miles Morales Spider-Man. So this is going to be, again, precursor to issue number three, Venom number three. This one starts off now with Eddie, now in conflict, after the arrival of someone he hates, which is Spider-Man. And it's the suit waking up. Where once we get, again, see the crazier, sick, twisted version looking of Venom standing over Miles Morales. So the way issue two ended was pretty much he sees him in the background. The way issue number three starts is he's hovering over Miles Morales, about to destroy him. Then we see a dope scrap. Miles Morales pulls a really fucking dope stunt. These comics are worth checking out. These ones dropped fucking, these are current titles going on right now. And it sucks because in some ancient language, like the Venom, the new twisted Venom suit says, "Kill me, please kill me." And he says it, you know, actually not even the twisted language. Miles is like, okay, and we see this dope fucking scene. And this fight scene's actually kind of dope. Miles grabs a hold of the tongue and literally pulls the fucking tongue out of fucking Eddie Brock's Venom's mouth, this twisted version, which is cool because now Eddie Brock, we can see his face, and he kind of snaps him out of this twisted version of Venom. So it was really cool. And we see, besides that, just a really cool, you know, spot where Eddie Brock gains control once again. And then we get a little bit of heart from him as we see, you know, Miles react to him. He's like, "Hey, dude, I don't know why you hate me so much, but..." And then we get Miles' point of view. Like, he's like, "You fucking put my parents in the hospital. You fucked me up, and I'm going to fucking kick your ass." He's like, "Hey, dude, I swear it's not me. I promise you, if you've got beef with me, dude, you see that asshole out there, that dragon, we need to fucking stop that. You help me stop that motherfucker, and you have my word. If you got beef with me, we can kill it after this, or you can just kick my ass after this. But we can, neither of us can do this alone." So that was really cool to see the heart aspect. And even the way they interact together was fucking dope to see how he kind of uses Miles Morales. Like, Miles Morales has this ability like a Venom stinger. It's kind of like I don't want to say explosion, but kind of like it kind of is, which has always been something that has jacked up the Venoms. So now we see as it goes on, their interaction together is, again, very cool. And so now we see that even though that looks like they have the upper hand, something odd happens with the dragon symbiote. So Eddie Brock throws Miles Morales into this dragon's mouth, and which Miles Morales is able to use his powers, his Venom Blast. And it's really cool, but fucked up too, because now this giant dragon-ish Venom creature, the way it spews out, and then we see a character, a new fucking character we haven't seen ever before, again, origin of the Venom symbiote. And it's really odd and kind of cool, like, to see, fucked up to see the Venom symbiote kind of cower, and not even whimper, but it's like Eddie's symbiote reacts like it's an alpha symbiote. So it's not scared, it's not fearful, it's not angry, but kind of like a respect thing, like, "No, you are more powerful than me, so there's nothing I can do." So that was really interesting. Although as now we see like some of the abilities of this new dude, this from the dragon symbiote, finally has Eddie and his symbiote in an odd spot, and it finally gets angry, like the symbiote, Eddie's symbiote gets angry, and we get some weird, I guess, dialogue. It gets really gnarly and sad, dude. So he encompasses a bubble, like Venom symbiote bubble, over Eddie Brock, a broken, beat up Miles Morales by now, and his original symbiote. And he's like, "Oh my child, this is the new character. Your host shuts you out. Silences you. You're all broken inside. Shall I fix you?" Eddie says, "Please." And he's just a man with no fucking suit now. "Please. Please don't. Don't take it away from me. It's all I have. I can't be alone." And then we see the new character say, "Ah, I see. You've been here too long. You're infected, little one. Infected by humanity." And I don't... The name of this character is... And then we get this, his name finally. Actually, it says... He says, "I am Null, Lord of the Abyss," as he shows Eddie what he is. So he uses his powers, again, symbiote-looking fucking powers. And again, the blast that... Everything that happens in these panels between Eddie Brock, the new twisted Venom, trying to fight this guy is fucking really beautiful. Ryan Stegman played this out dope. And the way he just kind of fucks up Eddie Brock in this symbiote, and it looks like blood stains, but it's all symbiote popping out at you. Again, it's fucking dope fucking art. So then the last page literally is he's Null, Lord of the Abyss, and it shows he shows Eddie what he is. And it ends with one page, like a splash page, with it just says, header, billions of years ago, God of the symbiotes. And he's on this fucking killer fucking throne, and we see a bunch of symbiotes running around. I loved it. So I do read a lot. And this is one of the current things I'm reading right now. I know I've been jumping the past few episodes into issues of comics that I've read the past 6 months. This is what you guys should have been reading. But this is really dope, dude. I'm a Venom. I'm a villain fan in general. Of course I'm a villain fucking fan, a Venom fan. But it's really good. I like when they give characters heart, especially when you're not expecting something to feel or have that emotion. And the whole dog aspect is fucking kind of fucked up. So, Magneto, I'm looking at you, asshole. But, yeah, that's all I got, guys. Please share the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, go anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podomatic, whatever you guys fucking use. And again, like I said last week, more than anything, share the podcast. I think that means more to me than anything. Like, this review sounded good, or like, this sounded good, or this was funny. When it comes down to it, I just want to be fun and funny for you guys. Hopefully I can kill a road trip to you guys to get to your office, to get to your fucking shitty second job. Whatever it might be, dude, hopefully I can just fill a quick 30 minutes for you guys. I know I'm a talker, so I'll end it soon, and that's pretty much it. You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. I love doing this, and again, since I'm going to hit it, I'm probably going to hit 40 minutes now. Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to drop deep... The Comic Syndicate episode 219.1 is going to drop. And it's going to be probably like hashtag deep dives and rabbit holes, and drop the title. And if you guys are inclined to listen, please do. And feedback galore, please. Like, hit up RG, hit up all the deep dives handles. Please leave me alone. I work too much, apparently, and I finally realized that. So the fact that RG is ready to go to bat and go to work, fuck yeah, dude, homie. I need the fucking help anyways, especially juggling a second podcast. Big old smile on my face, because I know you better not lag. All right, man, that's all I got. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast. I'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.